Title: Federal District Court Reverses Firing of NLRB Member Wilcox, NLRB Returns to Statutory Quorum. Content: On March 6, 2025, U.S. District Court Judge Beryl Howell held that Gwynne Wilcox, a former member of the National Labor Relations Board, NLRB or the board, was illegally fired from her job. 1. The court ordered the board's current chair to restore her access to the board and let her serve out the remainder of her five-year term. The Trump administration promptly appealed the decision and is seeking an immediate stay from a federal appeals court. 2. However, in the meantime, Wilcox's return will give the board three active members. Thus, for now, it appears that the board again has a statutory quorum under the National Labor Relations Act, NLRA or the Act, and can resume operating as normal. What is in dispute? Under the NLRA, members of the board serve fixed five-year terms after being duly nominated and Senate approved. Under the NLRA, they can be removed before their term's end only for malfeasance or neglect of duty. They also must be given notice and a hearing. None of those terms are defined in the NLRA. However, they have generally been understood to require a president to show cause before firing a member. For cause, protection has become increasingly controversial, and some scholars have argued that removal protections interfere with the president's ability to manage the executive branch and that the president should be able to fire officers at will. On January 28, 2025, President Trump sent an email to Member Wilcox, who began her term in September 2023. Stating that he had lost confidence in Wilcox's ability to lead the board and that there were no valid constitutional limits on the president's ability to remove a board member with or without cause. 3. After Ms. Wilcox was fired, only two active members remained on the board. Because the board lacked the three-member quorum, it was effectively frozen and not operating during Ms. Wilcox's absence. 4. Days after her firing, Ms. Wilcox filed her federal lawsuit against President Trump and Marvin Kaplan, in his capacity as the recently appointed chairman of the board, a position previously held by Ms. Wilcox since December 2024. 5. Ms. Wilcox's complaint sought a ruling that her termination was unlawful and void, and injunctive relief against the board chairman, Mr. Kaplan, so that she may resume her role as a board member. The court rendered a prompt decision because there were no disputed facts and only a pure legal question that needed to be answered. 6. The facts all parties agreed were true were that after taking office, President Trump designated Mr. Kaplan as chairman of the board, replacing Ms. Wilcox. Shortly thereafter, the deputy director of the White House Presidential Personnel Office sent Ms. Wilcox an email at 11 p.m. terminating her from her board position, without notice and hearing and without citation to any statutory basis for removal, e.g., neglect of duty or malfeasance. 7. The email also stated the statutory limitations on removal power were unconstitutional because they are inconsistent with the vesting of the executive power in the president. The current board chair, Mr. Kaplan, instructed his direct report to begin Ms. Wilcox's termination, cut off her access to her accounts, and told her to clean out her office. The president's decision to terminate Ms. Wilcox means the board is unable to function because only two members remain and three members are required to form a quorum and exercise the board's powers. The Constitution comes into play because President Trump conceded that the email termination violated the statutory requirements for removing a board member and instead contends that the president's removal power is fundamentally unrestricted. 8. The Constitution enunciates both the structure and vested powers for each branch of government. Article 1 vests all legislative powers in Congress, the Senate and House of Representatives. Article 2 vests the executive power in the President. And Article 3 vests the judicial power in one Supreme Court and other inferior courts established by Congress. President Trump's refusal to obey a congressional statute pits the executive branch, Article 2, against the legislative branch, Article 1. The role of the courts, Article 3, is to interpret the Constitution, past practice, and judicial precedent to resolve the conflict. The President's R.